Clark addresses hundreds at 2026 State of American Business. Texas Border Business, by U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Hundreds of business executives, state and local chamber leaders, policymakers, global partners and journalists gathered at U.S. Chamber headquarters for the 2026 State of American Business keynote address delivered by Chamber President and CEO Suzanne P. Clark. Clark's message: the state of American business must be growth-oriented, market-driven, future-focused, but above all, fearless. The path toward economic growth. Clark said that as America celebrates its 250th anniversary, leaders should embrace free market principles that historically have led to growth and opportunity. Reaching and sustaining 3% growth is the fastest, surest way to raise living standards for Americans. And that is a goal we all share, said Clark. Making pro-growth policy choices will begin to alleviate the pressures and frustrations people are feeling today and ensure future generations of Americans enjoy security, mobility, and opportunity. Quote, Clark noted that embracing free enterprise stands in marked contrast to the alternatives, decisions that she said are based on fear. Free enterprise is the system that enables businesses to respond to people and to respond to problems, she said. We need it to solve the great challenges of our time. Future generations will need it to solve the great challenges of their time. But what could hold us back? You might guess politics or public opinion. But it's much more essential than that, it's fear. Choosing redistribution over growth is a fear-based choice. It's a zero-sum mentality that leads to scarcity, not abundance. Government control over free market forces is a fear-based choice. It's a bet on bureaucracy, and a bet against people. We have to be fearless. Lessons learned from the bicentennial year. Clark compared today's moment to that of our nation's last major milestone, the bicentennial in 1976. A time when Americans were feeling fear because the economy was languishing in large part due to too much government intervention. 50 years ago, the people had to make a choice between the two dominant worldviews of the era, an economy determined by the markets or an economy directed by the government, Clark said. They chose free enterprise, ushering in a new era of growth, innovation, and investment fueled by low taxes, stable regulations, and robust trade. Looking ahead to the next 50 years, Clark asked the audience to envision the next 50 years and the possibilities that exist for Americans driven by the free enterprise system with a focus on sustained 3% GDP growth and investments in education, R&D, and infrastructure. These pro-growth policy choices begin to alleviate the pressures and frustrations people are feeling right now, today, and mean the girl born today will enjoy the security, mobility, and opportunity Americans dream of when she's an adult, Clark said. If we sustain 3% annual GDP growth, living standards will triple in the next 50 years. GDP per capita would rise from just over $69,000 to nearly $250,000, and the average household's annual income would increase from nearly $150,000 to $528,000. Clark ended with a note of optimism. At our essence, at our core, we are not a fearful nation, she said. It's not in our DNA, but it has occurred in our history. And in those moments, we have demonstrated a remarkable capacity for renewal. Going back to our intrepid origins, reflecting on our remarkable innovations, and remembering who and what we are made of. And I believe this can be a moment when we all decide it's time to renew that spirit of daring, striving, growing, and improving. Watch Clark's full address below. Information source, U.S. Chamber of Commerce.